This is KERA News. I'm Rick Holter with this week's Friday Conversation. The mayors of Fort Worth and Dallas spent the week in Mexico, pitching North Texas to the country's government and business leaders. Meanwhile, back home, the presumptive Republican presidential nominee was saying this.
Let me just tell you, I have had horrible rulings. I've been treated very unfairly by this judge. Now, this judge is of Mexican heritage. I'm building a wall, okay? I'm building a wall.
That, of course, is Donald Trump talking to CNN about federal judge Gonzalo Curiel, who's handling the Trump University case. That interview blew up at the same moment the North Texans were sitting down with their counterparts in Mexico. For this week's Friday Conversation, I connected with Fort Worth Mayor Betsy Price at the end of the trip. Betsy Price, welcome to the Friday Conversation.
I'm delighted to be on with you, Rick.
Trade between North Texas and Mexico was estimated at $1.3 billion last year. That's an eye-popping number. What are some specific ways that that plays out?
That's in many different ways, through cargo coming in at the airport, through companies like Bell Helicopter that are here doing business, Bimbo Bakeries in Fort Worth, American Airlines. It's all measured depending on how much gets spent and how much comes in and out on the import-export side.
So are you coming back with a fistful of new deals?
Well, we hope we are. We've at least come back with some good leads. And, you know, when you travel like this, it always takes developing a little FaceTime and some relationships before you can really get them going. We did have one technology company that has landed a big contract with Southwest, and they announced while we were here that they are coming to the Metroplex. They're actually going to Irving, but, you know, they're right there. Mayor Rawlings and I were both pleased to hear that they're coming to our region.
That, of course, is Mayor Mike Rawlings, who's there with that delegation. I talked with an official from the Dallas Fed last week. He said the slide in oil prices had a pretty big impact in Fort Worth economically because it sits on top of the Barnett Shale. Is part of what you're looking for in Mexico an alternate income stream for your city?
Well, we're always looking to bring more jobs, and that in turn brings more dollars to the city because more people come in, more sales tax, more property tax. We're always looking to expand our job market. And the slide in oil has hurt us, but we're very diverse now, our economy. So it hasn't been just devastating.
How are Mexican leaders responding to Trump and his language? Did you hear a lot from them?
You know, they're not happy about it, certainly. And they're a little nervous about it, and they want some assurance that business is going to go on. And, you know, we said we're going to continue to support business here. But, they have a lot of questions about it, but they also understand that big cities can continue to do business. And we met with the Secretary of Foreign Affairs yesterday, and she said, you know, she was getting ready to, the President of Canada and Obama were getting ready to meet, and she had just been in Washington. She said, it'll go on despite all the craziness of the politics.
How do you, as a Republican, deal with Donald Trump? Will you vote for him in November?
I don't know yet. You know, I mean, he is the Republican nominee, and I'm basically very conservative. I've got some significant questions there about him, but we will just see what happens. But I think that people have significant questions right now on both sides of the coin.
Now, while you were in Mexico, Hillary Clinton wrapped up the Democratic nomination, the first woman to ever do that. You're a Republican, of course, but you're also just the second female mayor of Fort Worth. Beyond the politics, do you find some pride in a woman making history like that?
Sure. You mean you can't help but find some pride. I don't necessarily agree with Hillary's politics, but it is nice to see a woman at the top of the ticket. But really, you know, all of us in this country should be looking at not race, not sex, but who's the best candidate for all our races, not just at the presidential level.
Well, Betsy Price, have a good flight back, and thanks for taking the time.
I'll do it, Rick. Thank you.